this message to heart today, because there's no fun in being disoriented. So that's what disorganization leads to, your life being disoriented, where you don't know whether you're coming or going. When people get in an orbit that seems like they can't stop. They're just in a place where things is just happening so fast, and there's no organization. Everything is just scattered and random, and they don't even know where to start to pick the pieces of their life up again. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit wants us to be excellent, and he wants us to live with precision in our life, and he wants us to have priorities that are given to us through prayer and preparation of listening to him. Hallelujah. If you feel like your life is spinning out of control, this ain't no shame in your game. Let me tell you something. Pastor, I need help with organization. Just come down here and we're going to pray a group prayer together. If you need help with organization, because God wants to bring precision in your life. He don't want you living your life haphazardly. Just begin to pray and talk to him and just tell him what's on your heart right now. Just tell him the area where you need help. Lord, help me be more organized in this area right here.
Listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur the drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
Awesome.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Psalm number 1, verse 1.
Psalm number 1, verse 1. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this, your word today. We pray, Lord, that we will give you our full attention. Open our spiritual eyes and ears that we might see in the scripture and hear in the spirit what you have to say to us. Lord, we pray that this word will not fall on deaf ears, but our hearts will be attuned to the truth that I'm teaching today. And Father, I pray that you'd bless our young people in particularly, as well as our whole waiting congregation. And we ask that you would receive the glory, the honor, and that we, your people, would receive the good. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. God bless you. Again, Psalm number 1, verse 1. I want you to read it very loudly, beginning now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. On this Youth Day, I certainly want to challenge and encourage our young people to give me their attention for a few moments to listen at this message today afresh. There are so many preaching points to ponder in this one single verse. There are so many revelations to be gotten out of this one single verse. One of the things that we see immediately is the fact that there is a call to observe the godly character against the ungodly culture. And between the godly character and the ungodly culture, we discover what God desires for us. So the first thing, if you're jotting down notes, that I want you to understand is that this verse is, one, informative. It's informative. It gives us information that's helpful for our pilgrimage here on planet Earth. And one of the things that's helpful for us is to know what God wants us to do, how God wants us to do it, when God wants us to do it, and then when we have the opportunity, do it. So here the psalmist says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now this word, walketh in the counsel of the ungodly, is very meaningful, because literally it gives the idea of someone looking for something that is beyond them, something that they desire to be a part of, or something that they desire to engage in. But there must be a sense of caution on the godly man's part over against the part of the ungodly culture. In other words, you have got to be careful when it says, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It means simply that the godly man does not seek, nor does he receive counsel from ungodly men. In other words, Christian folk don't take hints and suggestions from ungodly folk, because godly folk take their cue, take their instructions, take their directions from God through the divinely inspired written word of God. In other words, if I want to know anything about anything, the first place I need to go is to the word of God. What does God have to say about this? What does God want me to know about this? What does God want me to do about this? And what I've got to recognize is when I hear from God, I then have the responsibility of doing it God's way, because God is only going to bless his way and not the way of the world. Now listen, just because everybody's doing it don't mean I should do it as a believer. As a believer, I am not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. It doesn't matter who the ungodly are. Listen to me now. I can't listen as a child of God, just get through hearing the word on Sunday, and then Monday I get out there and get with the ungodly culture and do what they say do, when the Lord has already told me don't walk in their counsel. Why not? Because number one, their way is an ungodly way. Their way is an unrighteous way. Their way leads to damnation and destruction. Listen, their way leads to that place called hell that was not meant for the children of God. And so it's very informative to me as a child of God, as I'm walking and seeking to develop a relationship greater than that I've had in the past with God, my fellowship to be stronger with God. I cannot listen to the counsel of the ungodly. Whether that counsel comes from magazines, whether it comes from videos, whether it comes from television, whether it comes from books, whether it comes from friends or even relatives who are ungodly, I cannot take their advice over God's. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, any road, somebody has said, if you don't know where you're going, we'll take you there. Any road to do that. But when you know where you're going, you need to get the right instructions and the right information to be able to go to the right place you're trying to end up at, and know any road will take you there. One of the things, again, that you must understand about this first point, it's informative, because the reason why so many people go wrong, God said it, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And so because they're not informed, they do what seems good to be done. They do what everybody else is doing. They fall in the fad. They fall in the culture of the world, and yet they don't understand that the culture of the world ends up in doom and destruction. So the first point is that this word is informative. But the second thing about this word is it's insightful. It's insightful. It gives insight in a deeper and clearer way about what God wants and what God does not want. And the children of God, the people of God, the saints of God have got to understand that this is a progressive step from walking to standing to sitting is actually a graduation in sin. See, they go from walking, and then when they stand, it literally means that something has their attention. So we move from, listen, being informative to being insightful, because it says, stand not in the way of sinners. Well, what does that mean? It literally means the idea here is that saints have to be careful about the stands they take. You're a believer. Did you not know that your stand should be God's stand? Your stand should be God's stand. Something is wrong when I go opposite of my father and I'm my father's child. My heart, my mind, my thoughts ought to be like my father. My desire ought to be like my father. And what my father loves, I love. What my father hates, I hate. My stance should not be different from my father. The insight for the believer is this. If God said it, that settles it. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. Have I got a witness in this house? See, that was a time when a father could speak in his house, and that was the last word. Now children think they have a right to argue with their parents about everything. I said, no, no, no. It used to be a time I said, do such and so and so. I ain't gonna tell you, but one time. And those children knew that there was that kind of structure set. No, we're not going to be. Look, there are just some things that are non-negotiable, non-discussable, and non-debatable. And my rules are one of them. Matter of fact, I don't have but two rules in my house. Rule number one, I'm the king. I'm the head. Rule number two. If you have any problems with my rules, see number one. Y'all catch that on your way home. That's how God rules his kingdom. What he says, go. No, 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 it's not what I think about it, what I feel about it. Well, God, listen, I think we are. You think what? You have no idea what even surrounds what you're saying. But God knows it all. He knows it from the beginning to the end and everything in the middle. He knows the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. He knows everything. So when he speaks, it's arbitrary and absolute. And we should listen to him. Our stand should be God's stand. We can't take a stand different from God and call ourselves children of God. The world is out here in its culture taking all kinds of different stands. Our young people are so confused about who they are and what they are. Can I tell you, God didn't make but male and female. There is no alternative. That's real. We can't take the stance as a church. Well, you know, things have changed. Yeah, they have changed, but God has not. Nor has his word. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because they wanted a third part that God didn't implement in the earth realm. And so he got rid of all of them who didn't know whether they were male or female. And that should be the stand of the church. There's a problem when the church marries men and men and women and women. When God said he made male and female, man and woman, joining together man and woman. I know it's politically incorrect to say these things in this culture, but that's why God need real preachers who will tell the truth. I ain't no sense in me making you happy here and you end up in hell because I wasn't man enough, God enough to preach the word as it is. Got nothing business with you mad, being mad with me? Get mad with me.
Go on to one of them other churches where the pastor himself ain't sure what he is, and y'all get along good. Our stand should be God's stand. God, listen, expects us to hold up what he said in the earth realm. How are young people going to look like the stuff out in the world and then call ourselves Christians? How are we going to dress and look and act and carry ourselves like the world and then be different from the world? Trying to fit in with the world. We ought to walk and take a stand in such a way that the world want to be like us. And that means sometimes you've got to stand by yourself. But I can promise you, you won't be standing alone. Not long. It might appear that you're by yourself when you're by yourself in the natural, but in the spirit, you've got a greater force with you than this world will ever know. And then he will begin to send others like-minded to support you in the right stand. You might be the only one on your job standing up for Christ, but stand for him. Because he said, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. And I've got news for you. You deny him down here, that's a short time. But if he denies you up there, that's eternity. And trust you me, it's best you realize it is better that man hates you and the Lord loves you than the Lord to hate you and man loves you. Because man can't do nothing for you when the Lord cuts you loose. And then my third and final point, and I'm closing this message. Not only is there, listen, an informative word and an insightful word, but it's an inspirational word. For the holy to stay holy. For the good to stay good. For the righteous to stay righteous. It's an encouraging word for those who are on that road to the place where God has prepared for us to know that it gets a little rough sometime, yes, and it gets a little lonely sometime, yes, and it gets a little hard sometime, yes, but it's the right thing to do, and serving the Lord will pay off after a while. And I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. It may not feel like it all the time, but this thing ain't built on feelings. It's built on faith. If I believe what he said and I do what he said, then I'll have what he said. And by faith, I stand on that. I don't sit in the seat of the scornful. You do realize the scornful are the devil's children, don't you? They sit there and they criticize. And they sit there and they complain. And they sit there and they are cynical. But I've got news for you. Instead of being those people who are always sitting there pointing the finger and criticizing others, we need to be continuing in the thing that God called us to do. See, the only person that's got time to sit there and watch other folk mess up are the folk who aren't doing anything themselves. I've watched some of you. I've heard some of you. How you've been so critical over a brother or sister who get up, who might stumble over a word or two here, but you get up here. You make it seem like you could do a better job, but you don't ever want to get up there when they ask you to do something. And when you get up there, you can't do nothing without your paper. Word for word, scared to look up. Because you don't want to make a mistake. Because many of you have been so critical of everybody else then. And that's when you wind up making more mistakes than anything else. Because the biggest mistake you've made is the fact that God can use anybody, great or small. It's not about man's glory. It's about God's glory. I'd much rather make a mistake and stumble over doing something for God than to sit in the seat of the scornful and talk about those who are doing something and not doing it as well as I can do it. Because God is not pleased with that. It's called murmuring. And God's got an issue with murmuring people. They just sit there and they criticize and they complain, but they never continue on in what God has called them to do. And so as they are scornful because they can't do in reality what they think they can do, it feels better for them to complain and to criticize other folk who are doing it. But what they don't understand is, listen, when you do anything for the Lord, God himself is going to reward you. Even if man don't think it's worth nothing, God's going to reward you because you are making strides and you are making steps and you are activating your faith and you are showing God that not only do you hear him, but you are heeding him. You are doing what he asks you to do. And when you do that, that's better than anything a scorner could ever do. And my brothers and sisters, and my young Christian friends, I need you to know, you don't want to be sitting in the crowd of the scornful. You don't even want to be company with the scorners. Matter of fact, if you can avoid them, don't even pass by. Because they have a way of trying to cut your spirit, to discourage you. I don't know, but some of you have ever come up here, can't you look at some folk sitting in the seat of the scornful and their looks are so hateful and so ugly, if you didn't have the Spirit of God that you were operating in, you'd go sit down somewhere. The old folk put it this way, if looks could kill. But when you operate in the Spirit of God, God told Jeremiah, I made your head harder than their head. Yours is like flint. You can break rock with yours. So when they look at you with them ugly looks, just give them a smile. Because they can't do nothing about this. This is godly stuff. And God will take care of his own. Any witnesses in the house? And so the psalmist says, make sure your walk and what you stand for and where you sit all harmonize with the will of God. And when they harmonize with the will of God, you will be blessed. Glory to God.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. partner with this ministry and tell others about this ministry.